Wow. How high up are we, Will?
I'll say about 15 feet.
Now, I was nearly in tears just talking to Brian this morning before I started the course, and I'm peering over this ledge, and I sort of wish my husband could see me now, because I can't quite believe I'm doing this. Will's just clipping me in.
Step
I'm now stepping.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah, so I need the rope on the other side, don't I?
Well, I've got you on safe.
Yeah, so I'm now, if I were to step backwards without a rope on, I'd tumble 15 foot, but I've got ropes on. Will's just clipping me in, and
You are very composed.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of
this
you.
This is honestly, if you, I'm glad I now recorded myself this morning, because I was stuttering and couldn't barely get a question out. So this is quite remarkable.
You're going to put your right hand on that rope there.
Yeah.
And if you hold it back, that locks you off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I want you to do is just dip it yourself at the knees and so it goes tight on you, so you're sitting in a harness almost.
Okay.
Just stand back a little bit. That's it. Over
so
the
I'm
edge.
Now just leaning backwards
back.
Over
That's
a 15 foot drop.
That's it. That's good. That's good.
This is a bit nerve-wracking, I have to say. I'm just going silent a little
bit. That's
right, you're
silent.
This is actually... breathing is good.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, and the worst happens if this were to snap or fall or I did something stupid. You've got me on a nice, safe blue rope,
haven't you? Let's say one of those slings broke, then the other sling would hold, and if that broke as well, then this other safety line I've got you.
I have to say, this is nerve-wracking. I've gone from confident to feeling nervous, but... not having had that terrible fear of build-up helps.
And keep your feet there. Just keep yourself going backwards so your heels are touching the rock. That's good. Well done.
Okie dokie. So I'm now going backwards. I'm now sort of sticking out at a 45-degree angle from the rock. This is quite amazing. I'm actually now, I've stepped off the edge. Are my feet going to slip?
No.
Okay.
That's good. You're in a really good position. You've got good stability.
I'm hanging off a wall. Oh my God, I've never done this
keep
before.
Keep those feet shoulder width apart.
Yeah.
And now what you can start doing is walking down naturally.
This is a truly amazing moment. Oh my gosh, I'm going down. Oh. Hi Peak Radio listeners, I'm doing my first proper abseil and I'm enjoying it. This is amazing. Wow.
Pause there for a sec.
I'm hanging off a wall.
Look down.
I'm hanging off a wall. I'm looking down. Oh my gosh. And I don't feel scared. You know, I had some nerves, but I'm not, I feel okay.
Listen, when we spoke earlier this week on the phone, and I told you you'd be fine, did you really believe me?
No, I didn't believe you. I think I went and sat on my husband's knee and cried after that. Wow. I'm super proud. That is amazing. I've just done my first abseil. Ha ha! That's brilliant. Wonderful. I'm so happy.
How did it feel?
I feel liberated. I feel like a different person. Really. I'm going to switch off now and come back up.